from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Brandon Gordon. I'm a Salesian priest ordained a little more than 7 months ago. I'm currently assigned to St. Benedict Parish in Etobicoke, where I'm mostly engaged in school ministry and youth ministry. And I'm very happy to be celebrating Mass here with you today. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from Eileen Henry from Whitehorse, Yukon Territory. This Mass is offered in thanksgiving for the Daily TV Mass and for healing of mind, body, and spirit of all in need. We know that this television Mass brings meaning to the lives of tens of thousands of Canadians across our land and around the world, and they join with me in thanking Eileen for this gift. Today, as part of our week of Masses for Prayers for Vocations, we pray for single people, engaged and married couples, who have the faithful example of the Virgin Mary to follow as she fully lived her vocation, which allows us to pray with confidence. O Virgin Mary, Mother of Jesus, to you we commend those called to follow your Son, especially for all single people, engaged and married couples. May they courageously follow our Lord's will. Assist them to answer yes to the divine call, as you did at the invitation of the angel. Draw them near to your heart so that they can understand the joy that awaits them when they answer your Son's call to be witnesses of his love in the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have come to know the grace of the Lord's resurrection may, through the love of the Spirit, ourselves rise to newness of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? He asked, Who are you, Lord? The reply came, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do. The men who were traveling with him stood speechless because they heard the voice but saw no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias. He answered, Here I am, Lord. The Lord said to him, Get up and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who invoke your name. But the Lord said to Ananias, Go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. So Ananias went and entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. For several days, Saul was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, saying, Jesus is the Son of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. Go out to all the world and tell
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Jews disputed among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever. Jesus said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. These words from today's gospel reveal to us the goal of Christian life, as well as the means by which to attain that goal. union with Jesus, which is fostered and strengthened by the Most Holy Eucharist. St. John Bosco's ministry to young people was centered on the Eucharist. The end goal of all of Don Bosco's efforts, his teaching and catechesis, his retreats and pilgrimages, his music and drama and games, all of these activities, all of these programs were aimed at leading people into union with Jesus. Don Bosco used to tell his students, "My dear boys, love Jesus in the Eucharist, and you shall be truly happy." This was the secret to the joy which filled Don Bosco's oratories. It was that his boys were encouraged to receive Holy Communion frequently, even daily in some cases, which was rare in that day. And as a result of their union with Jesus, their hearts were filled with the joy that only Jesus could give, a joy that is a foretaste of heaven. Besides encouraging his students to receive Holy Communion frequently, Don Bosco also encouraged them to make visits to the Blessed Sacrament. He used to tell the boys, "If you want to be lukewarm, make few visits to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. If you want to be good, make many visits. If you want to be very good, make very many visits." He also used to tell them that it's enough just to say one Our Father, one Hail Mary, and one Glory Be before the tabernacle. For even a brief visit to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament merits many graces. Some of Don Bosco's students used to go above and beyond the bare minimum when it came to devotion to Jesus in the Eucharist. And one such student was Dominic Savio, who ended up being canonized. Don Bosco says that Dominic made multiple visits to the Blessed Sacrament daily, often inviting other boys to come along with him. And so he engaged in peer ministry. He was an apostle to his peers. On many occasions, Dominic would even interrupt his own recreation time just to spend a few minutes with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Don Bosco says that there were many mornings when Dominic would remain so wrapped in prayer before the tabernacle that he would pray right through breakfast, right through morning recreation, through class. He was unaware that any time had passed at all when he was wrapped in ecstasy in the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Such was Dominic Savio's Eucharistic devotion. Frequent reception of Holy Communion and visits to the Blessed Sacrament. These are the means by which we can deepen our union with Jesus. For as we read in today's Gospel, those who eat his flesh and drink his blood, those who adore Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, abide in him and he in them, and they will live forever. A bit of advertising for my own parish. We're blessed to have a Eucharistic Adoration Chapel that's open 24/7, and we have so many devout parishioners who sign up for holy hours for different intentions. This was really the origin of my own vocation as a Salesian priest. I remember when I first got involved in youth ministry at the Salesian parish, I signed up for a holy hour, and I would bring a stack of books, the Bible, the Catechism, Lives of the Saints, and I would sit before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, read, and speak to him. And eventually he spoke into my heart a religious vocation. And so for all of those who are trying to discern their vocation, I would encourage you to do so in front of the Eucharist. Because even when we're sitting there and we're struggling with distraction, with fatigue, Jesus is still working on us. So many graces flow out from the Eucharist. What I like to do often is picture the Divine Mercy image, the white ray and the red ray flowing out from the Blessed Sacrament, the heart of Jesus, the Eucharistic heart, and flowing into the hearts of all those who sit in front of him. Jesus in the Eucharist is our love, and the source of all of our joy. With faith and confidence, we now bring our prayers through the intercession of Our Lady to God our Father, who sent His Son to be our Good Shepherd and to lay down His life for us in love and service. For all of those listed in the Daily TV Mass Prayer Intentions book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
During this week of Masses for prayers for vocations, the Daily TV Mass community joins together to pray for all single people, engaged and married couples, and young people discerning their path in life. May they courageously follow our Blessed Mother's example and our Lord's will. May they sense that call with greater clarity and have the courage to respond generously. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all young people and educators, we pray that educators may lead young people to the Eucharistic heart of Jesus, the source of all joy, love, and meaning in life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, hear the prayers of your people who praise you for your care. Through these prayers of intercession, may we never grow indifferent to the needs of your people. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accepting the oblation of this spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Blessed is he. who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Francis our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. We have partaken of the gifts of this sacred mystery, humbly imploring, O Lord, that what your Son commanded us to do in memory of him may bring us growth in charity. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.